big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'd shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Segment 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. But Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three Fs: faith, family, and farming. Today, we highlight Mark Roach at Roach Seed Sales in Wymore, 402-223-8078, a part of the Beck's Hybrids family.
Have you guys been to Wymore?
I have. South of Beatrice.
I've never. Wymore Southern. Never. I have been there.
Have you?
I have been there. Yes. And enjoyed it, too. Yes. Incredible time down there. I've been to the school, but not a lot of time.
I've never been to Wymore.
You don't get South of Beatrice
a lot. You're okay with that, by the way. You don't need to go to Wymore. Right. Except if you want to see Roach here.
I think if you want to see Roach.
Okay.
And Wymore.
Yeah.
Wymore.
Hey, they got a Casey's in Wymore, Bill.
Then that's worth
the drive.
They have
Casey's there.
I'm telling you, the thing about Casey's also is that they're just the same everywhere. I ordered the Casey's in Holdridge, right next to the Roadway Inn, and it had everything that I want because I know.
Did they?
It's the same. Yeah.
Pretty much.
There's always a there's a little difference.
There's some Taj Mahals out there.
There is.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? There's one out that way, by the way, that I stopped on when I went down to Wichita. Right. It was a Taj Mahal. I bought a belt there. Let's put it that way.
You bought a belt at Casey's?
Yeah. I've
never heard that.
Get a vest. Yeah. Vest for it.
You could got a vest.
They had an apparel, like not a full-fledged apparel section.
Like a Junior Bucky's.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It was a Taj Mahal.
If you want to see a Taj Mahal right now, go to about, I'm going to guess it to be about 88th and O. There's one.
Casey's out there.
Right across from
SEC.
Southeast Community College. And they built a brand new one out there, and it's a Taj Mahal.
Massive.
It's a Taj Mahal.
It is massive.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So you know what I mean. There's some Casey's that aren't like that.
Yeah.
Then there's the big ones where you're like, wow, I have not been to that one.
David City has a Taj Mahal Casey's.
Do they?
Yes.
Really? Not like Bucky's. I mean, we're not going to do this.
It's not a gift. No. Casey's is great.
Bucky's is a freak show. Let's get to the Silver Fox.
Massive performance by Nebraska Wrestling. They go out to Philadelphia. Of course, they had a great Big Ten tournament, and they back it up by having a great NCAA tournament. Two champions, Ridge Lovett at 149 pounds and Antrell Taylor at 157, both national champion wrestlers. And the Husker Wrestling team finishes second overall with 117 points and earns Mark Manning the Tournament Coach of the Year in what was an absolutely phenomenal season for the wrestling squad.
Okay, so a couple things you got to cover here. The first thing I wonder is, when was the last time Nebraska had a national champion?
Well, it was in the 80s?
No, 2011.
2011.
Yeah.
Two of them in the 80s, maybe.
Yes, Jordan Burroughs. Yeah. Then, Jordan Burroughs was 2011, national champ. That was the last Nebraska national champ before Ridge Lovett and Antrell Taylor. Then the second question, of course, was, when's the last time they had two? Now, you remember this, Bill, 1984, Jim Shear and Bill Shear. Yeah. The Shear brothers, Jake, were a
both champs.
They were a huge deal back in the day.
Absolutely.
So, and then the other thing you wonder is, when's Nebraska ever finished second? It's the team's best finish in the standings and points. Prior to this season, the team's best finish in the standings and points was 1993 when they were third. Manning is producing at the highest level he's ever produced in his 60s. Manning,
Silver Fox,
aging gracefully.
He should be a guest on Aging Gracefully.
He should be the star of the season.
He should be the aging
He looks great.
He has all his hair.
Yeah.
It's silver.
And I tell you one thing was phenomenal. So I waited a little bit. So I shot him a text, obviously. Mm-hmm. When something like this happens, I'm going to say his text messages were in the thousands.
Yeah.
When he and finally looked at his phone, it'd be in the thousands of past players, past whatever, you name it, in the thousands. What kind of guy he was is that he responded to my text last night.
Same.
So he would have responded to probably 1,000 texts. He didn't respond just because, oh, it's Bush or Sipple. That's just who he is. He responds to everybody. Guy. I'm going to say that he sat at his phone for like 3 hours and sent out a simple, you know, a response of some sort.
I bet you're right. So Antrell Taylor.
At 157.
He became the first Nebraska native to win an individual national championship since Brad Vering from Howells, I'm reading this article. It doesn't have the year. But Brad Vering, that was... It had to be the 90s. I mean, there's only been two. Yeah, it was amazing what they went.
But think about it, they went back to back. I mean, at 149 and 157, they went back to back in terms of national champs this year. And other guys who placed, you look at Caleb Smith at 125, finished seventh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Jacob Van Dee finished seventh. Yeah. Brock Hardy was second, runner up, almost had a title as well, 141.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Mintel, fourth. Lenny Pinto Silas Allred, seventh. Camden McDaniel, eighth.
Manning,
they had an unbelievable showing.
Manning, by the way, will return 6 All-Americans next year.
How's that look?
That's a massive flex by Mark Manning late in his career.
It was fun watching. I mean, just tracking the scores and things that was going on.
I was tracking.
I was tracking a lot.
You're a friend of Mark.
I didn't get to see as much as I'd like to have liked out of any sports this weekend, but I was tracking a lot.
Yes. There's a lot to track, and that's a good thing. There's a lot to track with Nebraska wrestling. Second in the nation. Now, they finished a distant second behind Penn State, which Penn State...
They're a machine.
Penn State has won 12 of the last 14 national titles. Cale Sanderson, that's not all Cale Sanderson, but Penn State has won 12 of the last 14 national titles. Mark Manning, by the way, do you guys remember his preseason press conference?
What did he say?
Very, very blunt about sort of the state of collegiate wrestling. He said, now he's hoping that revenue share helps Nebraska. He said, because we're playing catch up with some other schools. He's talking, Penn State's one of them. He didn't say it, I'm saying it. Penn State pays a lot of money for their team. I know that for a fact. Everybody knows it, okay? I'm not breaking any ground here. He said, there are schools in our conference that are spending a lot of money on NIL. He said, this is Manning, not Sipple. He said, I won't really say which. They all know who and what they're doing, but to pay a wrestler $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 is insane. In my estimate, if you want to win, he said, sometimes people have to do that. They're doing it a little different way. They're doing it through development. And he said, if we don't bring in people, we don't like to bring in people over the top of development. He said, that's my fault if I didn't make the right choices in recruiting. Well, he's clearly made some good choices.
He's made some really good
8
choices.
8 All-Americans.
There's guys making $500,000 on the other teams.
Well, like I said, and the story is very local, but still the story, which is bizarre, is that it's the most points ever scored Penn State. It's the most. They broke their own record.
Hit 177.
They broke their own record for the most points ever scored and won 12 of 14.
They're a monster.
They are.
And so think about it. It was back in, it's like, remember when UConn basketball was going through women's.
Yeah.
It was going through such a run.
That's it.
We almost didn't even want to watch the games.
Right.
It was like, didn't want to watch
the games.
It was
just a guarantee.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. We're burying one of the leads, though. Nebraska has overtaken Iowa.
So
they have
huge,
overtaken Iowa.
Yeah.
Iowa had 81
fourth,
points.
Right?
They were fourth overall. They were Nebraska 117 points. Oklahoma State 102.5. Iowa fourth at 81.
Now, think about that.
That right there.
That's a huge story.
Somebody asked me, we're talking about, and someone says, well, what about Iowa? I said, they're like, what?
Yep.
I said, yeah, no, they're fourth or fifth at the time, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's all Penn State, and then it's Nebraska.
For those who don't follow wrestling daily, and we don't, we're not on it all the time, that's a revelation that Nebraska, the flex includes racing past Iowa, at least at a national tournament. Yep. Now, Iowa did beat Nebraska in a duel this year. So it's not like, I mean, to be fair to Iowa, it's not like Nebraska's completely raced past them. But in Nebraska's got a strong, I mean, evidently has a very strong tournament team because it's deep, you know.
It's a tough day in Iowa today.
Oh, God,
being fourth, that does not sit well.
Oh, and how about Nebraska just whipping them? Yeah. Manning is
incredible performance.
And then
by
the
them.
End of that, of the end of the day, remarkable. Oklahoma State heavyweight beating.
Oh yeah, tell me about it.
Beating Minnesota, scored late. Oh yeah, I mean that was like the upset of all upsets of all upsets.
And then I think he's a Navy lieutenant. Maybe.
I don't know that, but it was. Like
he saluted Trump.
It was. He got a photo with him. Yes, he did. But it was one of the most epic upsets ever in the history of college wrestling.
So he beat it was Wyatt Hendrickson, the name for the Oklahoma State wrestler. He beat Gable Stevenson of Minnesota, and obviously Stevenson was the favorite to win the title. But Stevenson had a 70 match winning streak.
There you go. He's a legend.
70 match winning streak, and got beat in the finals by this Oklahoma State wrestler.
And he scored in the last like 15 seconds. It was when you saw, I mean, the level of the volume in that place when it was like he could win this thing.
People are comparing it to the Miracle on Ice. I'm not kidding.
He got a takedown with 20 seconds left in the match and scored once more as Bill said, as right before the clock hit zero to win match.
It was they have pictures of the coaches. I mean, they show them and they're just like going nuts.
Does it say anything about his military background?
He is the second lieutenant in the Air Force.
Air Force. Sorry, Navy. Or Air Force. Air Force. Air Force.
So.
And then that's why he saluted the president, who was Matt's side.
He was there. Trump was in the building in Philadelphia.
He's in Philly.
He was there watching wrestling.
Buzzed over to the wrestling.
He got saluted. What a showing by Nebraska. When we come back, Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day next on Early Break.
The Thrills.